Sam Tamarapa joins us, who does comms at Taranaki Regional Council. He's proudly from Ngāti Maru and has a background in the fisheries sector also. We're talking with Sam about changes coming to how farmers, industry, businesses and communities use fresh water. And Taranaki Regional Council wants the public's health to shape the new rules. They've organised 16 drop-in sessions and they get underway as of next week about proposed freshwater targets aimed at improving water quality in Taranaki's rivers and streams in the short, medium and long term. Sam Tamarapa is with us for a kōrero. Ko dai o tēnei, Sam, tēnā koe, and thank you for joining us on Pākehiwaka today.
O tēnā koe, Dale. Morena tātou ma.
Kia ora, it's rangatira. Hey, thanks, Sam. Obviously, you know, if our waterways are healthy, as a people, we are healthy. So you're going out in consultation with the community. What are some of the questions you want answers to from your community, Sam, in this regard?
We've got a range of topics that, that the council sees as being hugely significant in terms of, because the ultimate aim, Dale, is to rewrite, review the freshwater plans that we have. And so we're looking to notify our freshwater and land plan by mid next year, which means we can actually start the process in terms of talking with our communities, our Māori communities, and our farmers and obviously industry, et cetera, around the region. So there are some key points, and when you start talking about the Waimāori, I mean, it has a wider impact across the region from our farming sector, which is very intensive in terms of the dairying, but we also have hill country and dry stock farming as well, and some significant forestry plantations around the place. But it's all about the impacts on the Wai, and in particular some particular areas around, like for example, the nutrients that are ending up in our waterway and the high levels that we're finding in terms of the monitoring that we do at the Regional Council. And so those topics are being talked about. So for example, we're going to be talking about water allocation in terms of how much can be used. One of the issues that we have around that particular aspect is that whilst we have a lot of water here in Taranaki, a lot of it's actually taken out of the smaller streams and rivers that we have. And of course then the impacts then are actually quite a lot more significant in terms of what's happening in that particular waterway. So the larger rivers are not that impacted, but the smaller ones are. So we're looking at ways and means to talk to our communities about how we can actually do that better in terms of coming around to some, again, that's where these targets and limits discussions will come in, and finding ways that in terms of those ones who use and extract the water, how we can actually make it better for all concerned, but the priority here is the health and well-being of the Wai, those sorts of aspects. And then on top of that, I mean, you've got things like E. coli, you've got things like effluent ending up in our waterways, and of course the impacts of those, and you've got nutrients coming that come from the fertilisers that are being used on our farms. So all that has that cumulative effect, Dale. So it's actually quite significant in terms of the conversations that we need to have with the wider community, and to help us, we're looking for the feedback to help us shape up what the rules are going to look like inside that plan that we're looking at notifying early next year.
I'm wondering, how old is the current freshwater guidelines for the Taranaki Regional Council? We're looking to modify them. What's been in place so far?
Well, that plan is probably 20 years old, and it's well past its use-by date, Dale. Normally, plans normally run for 10 years, and then you actually have to go in to review them. But, the freshwater plan in Taranaki has been in existence for at least 20 years, probably well before I actually joined the council. But so it's in need of a complete rewrite and a review. And the good thing about it, I mean, in terms of our Māori people, we've been talking with iwi and tapu around the way for quite a while now, and we have an agreement with the Taranaki iwi chairs in terms of the levels of consultation that we're having. And we're still gathering feedback from our Māori communities as well, in terms of what those targets, what those limits should be. So my aim in terms of with our Māori communities is to actually get them in the room and to have that say, so that we can capture that kōrero from them and add that to what comes out of the community discussions.
You know, our love for our land, which is intrinsic within our tuto. When we think of the rivers, streams of Papatūānuku, I mean, we see them as the arteries, don't we, and the blood vessels. So it takes on a significant importance for Ngāi Māori. I'm not saying that Tauiwi don't have the same vibe as well here, Sam, but, you know, the health of the waterways is something that we find to be vitally important. Is it possible to have clean waterways when you've got such intensive dairy farming in the area? Is it feasible to be able to, over time, have these streams running clear?
I think the key outcome is obviously what we're talking about getting it to where we know the why should be as Māori, but it is, and exactly what you're saying, it will take time to achieve this. But, you know, with the changes in the RMA and the changes in terms of, well, there's a whole heap of legislation coming down on us, and of course now that we have the new government in place, and they're also telling us in terms of reshaping those rules type stuff. But they also realise that the significance and the importance of freshwater. So, you know, we're working pretty hard, and the key aspect is obviously involving our communities, our Māori communities, industry, et cetera, et cetera. But just picking up on in terms of the view that Māori have on the why, yes, we do. I mean, it used to be our means of travel way, way back. We used to gather a lot of our kai from our waterways. And, of course, we've also got those spiritual attachments to the way. So, yeah, very significant in terms of the way Māori look at the way.
Well, I wish you well in this consultation round. It's from the 17th of June to the 1st of July. And it wants to get a comprehensive view of what could be done to improve the quality of the waterways that run through Taranaki. With us today, Sam Tamarapa, from Taranaki Regional Council. It's a pleasure having a kōrero with you, Sam. Thanks so much for sharing some thoughts with us on the program today. Hoa ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe tau. Kia ora.
Thanks so much. You're 603. A Te Reo has...